Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Für alle, die schon länger dabei sind und auch das Abo des Videotrainings, von dem wir hier die Audiospur präsentieren, haben, dann sucht euch Video 55 raus, ladet euch die entsprechenden PDF-Dateien runter. Falls du kein Abo an der Speed Learning School hast für das Avatar-Training, dann hast du jetzt die Möglichkeit, diese Audios einfach so mit anzuhören und von dem Vokabular zu profitieren. Heute geht es um den Kauf eines Hauses, also auch der Wortschatz, den man braucht, um eine Immobilie zu erwerben. Das ist insofern ganz hilfreich, wenn man tatsächlich als Immobilieninvestor unterwegs ist im englischsprachigen Raum, vielleicht auch in Ländern, in denen Englisch nicht die Muttersprache ist, aber die Verkehrssprache dann für die Immobilie. Gleichzeitig natürlich auch, wenn du bei Airbnb irgendetwas vermietest oder aber auch mietest. Ich habe das selbst jetzt im Dezember, als ich über Silvester in London und in Southampton mit meinem Sohn war, gemerkt, wie wertvoll es ist, wenn man sich mit dem Vokabular einer Immobilie auskennt. Einfach auch, wenn irgendwas repariert werden muss oder irgendwas nicht ganz klar ist, dass man weiß, wie man das dann entsprechend benennt und nicht irgendwie mit Händen und Füßen oder Google-Übersetzer arbeiten muss. Also, ich mache den Text wieder vor. Du kannst ihn danach entweder nur rein sprachlich oder auch als Diktat nachbearbeiten. Schauen wir es uns an, hören wir rein. Hier kommt wieder unser Avatar Jonathan und ich sage, Hi Jonathan, how are you doing?
Hello, it's time.
Ja.
This video is about your dream house.
My dream house.
I'm about to read you various house buying ads and then ask you questions about them again.
Okay.
So listen carefully.
I do.
Here comes the first advertisement.
Can't wait.
Dreamlike bungalow with plot for sale. In a quiet location in Hamburg is this bungalow with a living area of approximately 380 square meters. The house was built in 1996, has three bedrooms, a spacious living room with access to terrace and garden. Access to terrace and garden. A neat eat-in kitchen, a daylight bathroom with bathtub. Bathroom with bathtub and a guest toilet with shower. Complete the ground floor. The large, covered terrace and the idyllic garden promise cozy hours. Hours outdoors. In the basement of the house, there are two spacious guest rooms and a large storage room. In addition, there is a sauna. With a further shower bath at your disposal. The house has a garage and three further parking spaces.
Sorry, I couldn't listen.
Please answer the questions now.
I was in my dreams.
Where is the bungalow located?
Well, it's in Hamburg. That's what I got.
Answer. The bungalow is in a quiet location in Hamburg. How many square meters of living space are there?
I think 300 something.
Answer. The living area is 380 square meters.
Okay, 380.
When was the house built?
I think in 96?
50, answer.
56?
The house was built in 1996.
Yeah, 96.
How many bedrooms and guest rooms are there?
50,000? 20 million? I don't remember.
Answer. There are three bedrooms and two guest rooms.
Oh, it's a small bungalow.
Is there a garden or a sauna?
There is both a garden and a sauna.
Response. There is both a garden and a sauna. Well done.
Thanks.
Here comes the next advertisement.
Oh, I'm flabbergasted.
Large semi-detached house with lots of space and granny flat with garden on the outskirts of Dresden. The house comprises seven rooms, kitchen, three bathrooms and terrace. The granny annex has a separate entrance and has another two rooms, a kitchen and a bathroom. The total living space is approximately 244 square meters, including the granny annex with approximately 57 square meters in living room quality. The plot of land comprises approximately 402 square meters. The house was built in 1983 and completely renovated 3 years ago. Now answer the questions again.
I'll try.
Where is the semi-detached house located?
Owen Dresden, East Germany.
Answer. The semi-detached house is located on the outskirts of Dresden. How many rooms does the house have?
Seven. Seven rooms.
Answer.
Three bathrooms.
The house has seven rooms. What all can be found in the granny flat?
Everything. I mean, really everything.
Answer. The granny flat has a separate entrance and has another two rooms, a kitchen and a bathroom. Wonderful. Now tell us about your flat or house.
Well, my flat, I live in a three bedroom flat with fitted kitchen. I have a big, very big balcony. I have access to a big field outside my flat. I have my own spark parking place. It's just a nice, cozy flat.
Great. You seem to live very nicely.
I do, indeed.
Well, take a break now and I'll see you in the next video.
I do. Take a break now. Ja. Also, nach jeder Übung solltest du natürlich auch eine kurze Pause einlegen. Sagen wir mal so von 5 Minuten, damit deine Synapsen sich entsprechend verdrahten können. Denn es muss, damit du Lernstoff wirklich abrufen kannst, muss sich eine Proteinstruktur in deinem Gehirn bilden. Das ist wie eine Pflanze, die Wurzeln bilden muss, um weiter wachsen zu können. Und nur wenn diese Proteinstruktur auch wirklich gebildet wurde, dann kannst du diesen Lernstoff auch gegebenenfalls dann, wenn du ihn brauchst, abrufen. Ich empfehle dir, wenn du dir gerne Bücher liest, das Buch Schnelles Denken, Langsames Denken. Da wird auch so erklärt, wie man aus dem langsamen Denken beim Anwenden einer Fremdsprache ins schnelle Denken kommt. Wenn du wissen möchtest, wie das noch schneller geht, dann schau mal in der Podcast-Beschreibung, da haben wir noch so ein paar weitere Angebote von unseren Kursen. Unser absolutes Topseller-Angebot, unser quasi, wie möchte man sagen, soll nicht zu überheblich klingen, aber es ist einfach unser effektivster Kurs ist Fluent in 4 Weeks, also fließend in 4 Wochen. Da sehen wir uns 3 Tage persönlich und dann wird im Grunde alles, was beim Lernen einer Sprache mit Speed Learning möglich ist, vorgestellt. Auf Wunsch sogar Englisch lernen unter Hypnose oder Schlaftraining und so weiter. Doch das nur als kleine Notiz am Rande mit kleinem Werbeblock. Jetzt bist du dran. Viel Spaß bei diesem Text und wir hören uns in der nächsten Podcast-Folge.
Hello. It's time. This video is about your dream house. I'm about to read you various house buying ads and then ask you questions about them again. So listen carefully. Here comes the first advertisement. Dreamlike bungalow with plot for sale. In a quiet location in Hamburg is this bungalow with a living area of approximately 380 square meters. The house was built in 1996, has 3 bedrooms, a spacious living room with access to terrace and garden. Access to terrace and garden. A neat eat-in kitchen, a daylight bathroom with bathtub. Bathroom with bathtub and a guest toilet with shower. Complete the ground floor. The large, covered terrace and the idyllic garden promise cozy hours. Hours outdoors. In the basement of the house, there are two spacious guest rooms and a large storage room. In addition, there is a sauna. With a further shower bath at your disposal. The house has a garage and 3 further parking spaces. Please answer the questions now. Where is the bungalow located? Answer. The bungalow is in a quiet location in Hamburg. How many square meters of living space are there? Answer. The living area is 380 square meters. When was the house built? Answer. The house was built in 1996. How many bedrooms and guest rooms are there? Answer. There are 3 bedrooms and 2 guest rooms. Is there a garden or a sauna? Response. There is both a garden and a sauna. Well done. Here comes the next advertisement. Large semi-detached house with lots of space and granny flat with garden on the outskirts of Dresden. The house comprises 7 rooms, kitchen, 3 bathrooms and terrace. The granny annex has a separate entrance and has another 2 rooms, a kitchen and a bathroom. The total living space is approximately 244 square meters, including the granny annex with approximately 57 square meters in living room quality. The plot of land comprises approximately 402 square meters. The house was built in 1983 and completely renovated 3 years ago. Now answer the questions again. Where is the semi-detached house located? Answer. The semi-detached house is located on the outskirts of Dresden. How many rooms does the house have? Answer. The house has 7 rooms. What all can be found in the granny flat? Answer. The granny flat has a separate entrance and has another 2 rooms, a kitchen and a bathroom. Wonderful. Now tell us about your flat or house. Great. You seem to live very nicely. Well, take a break now and I'll see you in the next video.